Take a look at these two roosters. Let's say this rooster is mine, and that rooster is yours, and we make them fight. That is called cockfighting. Cockfighting, okay? Cock is another word for rooster, okay? And in Canada, animal fighting is illegal, okay? How about in your country? I know in some countries this happens, but in Canada, it's illegal. Okay, let's take a look at another crime. It's a very strange crime, okay? To go postal. Do you know what it means to go postal? It means to get very angry and shoot people. Okay, there was a guy in the US who worked at a post office, and one day he got very angry and he shot his coworkers. Okay, that's where this term comes from. To go postal. It means you get angry about something. Now, when we use it in real speech, we don't actually mean we're going to shoot people, okay? Like, you could say this: if my boss changes my schedule one more time, I'm gonna go postal. Okay, your boss keeps changing your schedule, and you hate that. You want to have the same schedule every week, but your boss keeps changing it. So you could say, if my boss changes my schedule one more time, I'm gonna go postal. Okay, it means you're gonna start shooting everyone. But really, it doesn't mean you're going to shoot everyone. It just means you're going to go crazy. You're going to get really angry at your boss. Okay, now here's another very interesting crime. Stalking. Stalking means following. Okay, look at this lynx. This animal is called a lynx. The lynx is stalking something. Okay, we could say the lynx is stalking its prey. Prey means the animal that the lynx is going to eat. Okay, it could be a rabbit or, I don't know. I don't know what lynx eat. Okay, but imagine you're an eagle and you look down and you see a mouse. Okay, the mouse would be your prey. So this person is stalking that person. They're following them. It's very mysterious. Sometimes people just stalk other people. Like, let's say a person is very famous, then they might have some stalkers. Some people might just follow them around. Why? We don't know. Okay, maybe they have very bad intentions. Maybe they're going to kill them. Maybe they just want to follow them and take pictures, or maybe they just want to, maybe they're bored. I don't know. Why do people stalk? I don't understand why people stalk other people. I've never stalked anyone, and I don't think I've ever been stalked. Have you ever been stalked? Let me know in the comments right down there. Okay, here's another strange one. Hit and run. Okay, let's say this car hits this car and then leaves, drives away. Okay, that would be called a hit and run. When you hit someone, you need to stop, and you need to stay there until the situation is resolved. Okay, if you leave, then the police are going to catch you and they're going to charge you with a hit and run. Okay, that's the name of the offense. You did this, you did a hit and run. Okay, now this can also be for people. Let's say I go and shoot someone and then run away. Then I would be doing a hit and run. If I came to your house, shot you, then ran away. Okay, now we have another word called drive-by, okay? This one means if a car is driving by and someone in the car shoots someone and the car keeps going. Okay, let's say this car is driving over here and someone in the car, they roll down the window, they shoot them, and they drive away. Okay, that's called a drive-by. Okay. Urinating in public. Now, in some countries, this happens a lot. In China, for example, this happens all the time, where people just urinate, they go pee, they use the bathroom in public places. Okay, in Canada, you can't do that. Okay, you need to use the bathroom in your house, or you need to go to a store or something like that. I mean, it happens in Canada, but it's pretty rare. Okay, in other countries like China or India, or even countries in Europe, I mean, this happens a lot. Okay, so that's a crime, urinating in public. Now, here's a similar one, indecent exposure. That means being naked in public. Okay, so here in Canada, you can't be naked in public. If I go outside my house and I take off my clothes, the police are going to come. Okay, now I want to know, what do you think? Do you think people should be allowed to go naked in public? I know in some countries it's okay, or at least in certain parts of the country, you know, they'll say, okay, it's okay for people to be, you know, topless. Here in Canada, men can be in public without a shirt. Okay, so I can take off my shirt, I can walk around outside, that's okay. But women can't do that. And some women say, that's not fair. If a man can walk around without a shirt, why can't we? So what do you think about that? I want you to answer this question. Let me know in the comments down there. What do you think? Should people be allowed to go naked in public? Okay, I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.